This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I don't know about your household, but mine is really in that full holiday rush, and what I'm trying to do is to work off of that never-ending to-do list that just seems to keep going on and on and on. In fact, I even find myself waking up in the middle of the night going, oh my gosh, I forgot to put this on the list. And as I cross off one or two things, there's always two or three more things to be able to put on that list. And then when we do all of that, when there's not enough hours to be able to seem like I'm going to get it all done, which is always the plight of a yellow personality, we have that unending task list anyway, but then you add the holidays to it. And now you're going to add all this energy that's happening right now at the end of 2011 in preparation for the dynamics of 2012, where the energy is really fast and furious and intense, and a lot of family things are coming up, a lot of getting rid of a lot of patterning that we have, a lot of emotional release work. I was telling someone the other day it was similar to being in one of those cockpits that they use in NASA where they spin you around really fast and take that centrifugal force, and it's like it's throwing off all of these things that we've been carrying for so long. So on top of all that, it's been quite a dynamic household in the Reitberger household right now. So what I really did is, based on this morning and where this list kept going on and on and on and trying to figure out how to do all this, I took a very, very deep breath and I said, you know, I really need to change this, because I've always, ever since I've been a child, really enjoyed the holidays. And as I've become older and more demands on my time, it just seems like there's just so much more to do. So I decided, you know, it's time for me to really make a change, which is, again, in alignment with what the energy is going to be in 2012 in order for us to create the abundance we really do need to let go. And while we think we are, and we are, you know, I think we should all give ourselves gold stars. But I also think at the same time, there's a lot of emotional minutiae deep below the surface in the archives of our organs and glands that we really, that soul part of us is saying, you know, since you're doing all this great work, let's just go for it. And so what I decided is that this year I'm going to try to change things based on today. I would love to say that it was 2 weeks ago, but based on today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to really go through that to-do list, and I'm going to use the criteria, does this bring me joy? And then the second thing is, does this bring me the joy that I felt throughout my life where I was around the holiday season? And then also, is what I'm doing going to be bringing joy to the people that I really love and care about? Or have I got caught up in the same syndrome as everybody else in the holiday season, where we're running around trying to do too much, and then we find ourselves at that holiday time coming in and we're just either exhausted, or we've got that that Scrooge syndrome, that, you know, gosh, here it is, I've done all this, and woof, there it goes, and now there's all the cleanup, and you know, it just kind of gets into that patterning. So by using that criteria, what brings me joy, and then if I have a difficult time because I'm in the fray of the moment, then I'll go back and say, does this bring me joy as it did when I was a child? And then also, is this going to bring joy to the people that I love? So really, when I sat in quietness this morning preparing for the show, I was really saying what I'm trying to do is what so many of us are trying to do, and we're trying to get that one emotion brought to the surface so we can let it go. And it's what I call the feeling guilty syndrome. And so many times our activities, especially in the holidays, are driven by that guilt of doing something because it either has to be done and check it off the list, or what it does is it has to be done because maybe that's the way it's always been done. And in this opportunity and the energy right now is maybe it's time for us to change it up to the point where it isn't that traditional part. Maybe the essence is there, but it isn't that old tradition where you have to keep on carrying it on and on. I had lunch with a friend yesterday and we were talking about the holidays, and as a, you know, yellow, I attracted another yellow, and we're sitting there and we're both kind of commiserating over the holidays. And, you know, we both at the same time stopped and looked at each other and said, oh, my gosh, we love the holidays. What's happening? And so she was talking about her favorite childhood traditions and the fact that her mother, who just transitioned this year, was responsible for making sticky buns. The family loves sticky buns. Everybody expected mom to make sticky buns. Neighbors expected mom to do sticky buns. She would do dozens and dozens and dozens of sticky buns. And while my friend said, you know, I'm not going to worry about the dozens for everybody else, it's really, as being the only girl, with my siblings, it's my job now to pick up the sticky buns. And I looked at her and I said, have you ever made sticky buns? And she said, no. And I said, gosh, it's kind of like learning under fire. You're going to have to pick up the tradition of your mother, which is important to her, but you're going to pick that up. You've never done it before. And I watched her energy field starting to just fragment and become frazzled and frayed on the edges. And I looked at her and I says, well, maybe what we need to do, and I put myself immediately right in there, as another good yellow would do, is I put myself in there and I said, maybe what we need to do, and you can try it, and I need to do for mine, is I need to turn it into an experience where, in her case, all of her siblings got together and maybe they all had a sticky bun making party. And we're going to be able to go in and really change the dynamics, change it up, hold the tradition of her mother that was very important to her, but bring the siblings into it. And, you know, it'll define whether they want to be a part of it or not. And it may find that it's going to be too much work for them to be a part of it. They're going to try to lob it over to you. And if it's something that you don't want to do because it doesn't bring you joy and it's being driven by guilt, maybe it's an opportunity for them to say, you know what, sis, maybe we can pass on the sticky buns. So it's things like that, subtle things, but things that are really just a shift in perception that's in alignment. So what I'm really trying to do after that conversation and where I woke up in the middle of the night and this morning is I'm going to really start going through my list as soon as I get through with my show and sitting down and saying, again, does this bring me joy? Does it come to the joy of my childhood and feed that part of it? Is it something that will bring joy to the others? And I'm going to use that as a criteria of really going in and really reorganizing my task list. I really believe as I was in that process and thinking about it and actually started writing down in my little post-its that I do all over, I've got no feeling guilty syndrome with that ring around it and that red X across it, is that I really started finding myself feeling better. And then, of course, being able to see my own aura, I could actually see a change in my energy field. Now, I would like to tell you, all of you as my listeners, that I have conquered this, and I'm going to do it as soon as I get off my show, and then I'm going to measure it this afternoon and see how far I've got in this whole process. It may be that I'll fall right back in, and I need to rethink it, and I need to revisit it, and I need to reacquaint myself with it, and maybe I need to reprioritize my list again. So, in doing all this and seeing my own aura, I realized that just something like that, while it seems very simple to me to be able to use that criteria, what I did is changing in my aura is I realized that now the stress that's associated with the holidays are no longer there that are driving me, but what they're doing is they're allowing me to do all the things that I want to. And what it's doing is it's really following the theme of today's show, Inner Peace for the Holidays. So I was a living classroom, an example of what I'm going to be doing. I'm also going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health or maybe about how to deal with the holiday stress and how it's impacting your body, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. Also good for international callers. You can dial, of course, your international calling code and then call me at 877-230-3062. And the questions can also be about the release work that you're doing right now because it really is very beneficial. While in the fray of the moment, it may not feel like it, but it really is a movement toward the personal liberation that will allow you to really manifest the abundance in all aspects of your life that the energy of 2012 is really offering us. Also, if you're not on my mailing list, I encourage you to go to my website at www.ritberger.com and sign up because I'm actually offering a free audio download on breast cancer that was from my October Your Health Teleclass series. It's a very extensive audio download. It covers a lot of the, not only the physical ramifications of breast cancer, but some of the psychological meanings behind it. And then just a whole laundry list of alternative choices that you have that you can use in addition to the medical approach, or that you can deal as you're in that healing process. So again, I've got that. And then also I have up until December 15th of 2011, I'm offering a chance to win one of three readings with me. And what this is I'm going to be drawing the names of the winners December 15th. I'll be posting them on my website. But most important, you've got to be on my mailing. You've got to submit your name so I can draw it. And then what I'll do is I'll post them on the website and then contact the three people based through their email. And then what I'm doing is I'm going to be offering right after the first of the year, as I do every year, is I'm going to be offering a channeling on the energy of 2012. And then I'm going to be offering a free gift in that as well. So all of those things that are coming down the line, all you need to do, go to www.ritberger.com. Register for the drawing or register for being on my announcement list and special offers that I'm going to be having. And when you're there, please check out my brand new website. It was 6 months and 4 days in the making. Very, very excited about it. Very updated, very user-friendly, easy to navigate. And the homepage really has a lot of beautiful photographs that my husband took. That's his contribution to the website as well. So again, www.ritberger.com. So when I go in, and as a medical intuitive, I really go in and look at stress. I can see it in my own field. Most of the time, really, from an energetic standpoint, when we get under a lot of stress, the first thing is that stress will show up in the physical body where we most often carry the stress. And that could be in our shoulders. It could be in our stomach. It could be in our lower back. And it could even be down into our legs, depending on our personality type. So when I go in and I look at the aura, I can actually see where that weak spot is in the aura that tells people, or tells me, that also tells people through discomfort and aches and pains that what they have is they have something going on that's stress. Now, if we don't jump on that stress right then and there and breathe and slow it down and maybe get present in the moment, what happens is that stress becomes chronic. And as it becomes chronic, then it really maps itself throughout the body. And for example, if you carry your stress in your lower back, if we don't catch it right at the time that it starts, then it lets us know we're still stressed, because then it goes into our shoulders. And when it goes into the shoulders, it's your body's way of saying your mind is stressed out, and this is a secondary, primary symptom site. And then if we don't do that, then sometimes it can form into headaches and so forth. And then as it becomes more chronic, and we tend to hang on the stress longer in our behavior and the activities and that unending task list, many times the aura can actually look like Swiss cheese. It has all these holes in it. And those holes aren't representative of the fact that I have a major illness that's brewing within someone. It just lets me know they're using up their reserves. They're going back into those, you know, cellular mitochondria, the mitochondria of the cells, those energy burners of the cells, and they're really burning themselves out. And that's ultimately what happens when stress occurs. So we really have to understand stress, and we have to understand the way that it speaks to us in our body and pay attention to that body language, those aches, those pains, the tightening of the neck or the headaches, the tension headaches or the clenching of the jaws. And oh my gosh, if we stop breathing, that's something for us to really pay attention to. So the body's reaction to stress is, and it's a natural reaction, and that stress can be from what we're thinking. It can also be what we put in our stomach, because this is the season for joyfulness around the foods, and we get back into a lot of the cookies or the sugars or the things that we normally don't eat on a daily basis, and then that can also create stress. But what happens is in the body's ability to work with stress, and you get that stress alarm or alert, fight or flight, the body immediately goes in and it tries to rectify itself. It tries to deal with the stress right then and there. But the minute that you have that first inclination electrochemically, through the endocrine system and the adrenals and the thyroid and the pancreas and all the endocrine glands associated with how the body functions, there's an instantaneous change that takes place at that time. And that change is based on the perception that this is danger, whether it's danger to the body or it's danger to your mental well-being, or it's just plain you're over your head, and this could be a metaphor for danger, whatever it may be, is that what it's trying to say to you is that it's trying to tell you that you are either thinking, doing, or saying something that really isn't in alignment with that joyful soul part of who you are. Now, we're probably not honestly going to be thinking about that, especially, again, with the holidays being here, but it is really important to pay attention to the foods that you eat. And if your body isn't used to doing a lot of gluten-laden goodies, or it isn't used to a lot of sugar or a lot of the holiday cheer that we partake in, then please be sensitive to the fact and don't overdo it. You can still partake in it, but don't overdo it. And then if your body tells you, you know, this isn't really working for you, then what you can do is you can make the changes that are necessary. The other thing is that it's really important that we breathe. That's how we get rid of the toxins in the body. So when we have that instantaneous chemistry change, what we do is we actually build up lactic acid in the muscle, and we build up unhealthy oxygenation that's taking place in the body that actually impacts the workings of the organs and glands and the cells themselves. So it's very interesting when you start looking at stress. The reality is that the brain really can't discern whether the stress is positive or negative. All it knows is whatever was triggered is creating a chemical reaction in the body, and it's responding to that chemical reaction. It doesn't care whether it's good or bad. It's concerned that it's going to linger too long, and then it's going to harm the physical body. So when it comes to the stress, the issue really isn't how stressed you become. It's how long you stay stressed. And the longer that you stay in stress, then the higher predisposition there is for depression, anxiety, heart attack, stroke, and autoimmune disorders, which is, again, something that does happen quite frequently in the holiday time. It is a very, very stressful time and something that we certainly don't want to take lightly. We've got some of the common stress factors for the holidays are the holiday planning. We sometimes, if we're in an area where we have a lot of ice and snow, there's a lot of predisposition for injuries. We get a lot of colds. It is the kickoff of the flu season itself. The immune system becomes weakened and tired as we become tired. Also, if there's family changes, maybe there's new family members that have come in the form of a marriage or a relationship, also births. And then on the other side of it, a lot of times we may be dealing in the holidays with a divorce or a disillusion of a relationship itself, whether it's ours or our children or a family member. Then you top all of that in, oh my gosh, now you add the family relationships and the strains associated with that. You know, we can pick our friends, but we can't pick our family, can we? And in the holidays, I don't know, it's a lot more intense. It seems like all the things that maybe with our siblings we bickered about when we were children suddenly rear their head, and we may find ourselves feeling tense or even bickering with our siblings at that point in time also. Now we add money to it. Money, this is a real trying time is from a financial standpoint. We're trying to juggle work with home. And then for me as a yellow and for other yellows and all personality colors, we have those unrealistic expectations that for somehow right after Thanksgiving, the day after, we have to become super people and we're able to do it all ourselves. So again, think about these things as you're looking at the holidays, and then maybe it can work for you as well, is that you can start using a criteria to really decide what is important to you, meaning what brings you joy, what brings joy to others, or is it something that realistically isn't something that you need to fret and worry about, create stress about, and you can just basically let it go. Maybe somebody else can pick it up, but you let it go. And then the holidays, will have a much different energy about them. So again, I'm going to continue talking about this, how to find inner peace in the holidays, but I want to jump right in. I've got, is it Kaya?
Hi, Carol. It's Kaya.
Well, hi, sweetie. How are you from Arizona? Are you warm? Is Arizona warm?
No, it's cold and there's snow on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk to the weather gods That's supposed to be desert.
I know. I guess so. What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like all the rest of us. Maybe Earth is just as stressed as we are, sweetie.
I think so. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very blessed to get through. I had a couple medical follow-up questions for you today.
Okay.
The first one is, I am scheduled for surgery on December 22nd for tenosynovitis in my wrist. The wrist injury I had, and I've had it for years since an accident, and we've tried months and months of physical therapy and maxed out on cortisone shots, and I still have problems with this wrist. Now that, you know, and I've been putting off, I really don't want to have surgery, but it's painful. I've had some limitations. Now that I've scheduled the surgery, it seems to me like it might be slightly better. So my question to you is there anything else I can do short of the surgery? It's a simple outpatient surgery.
It is. Yeah, and the interesting thing, excuse me for chuckling when you said that it seemed to get better. It's kind of like a car that makes a lot of noise, and you take it into the shop, and they say, well, what is the noise? And you turn it on, and it never comes up. That's kind of what you're dealing with. So why don't we go in, and let's take one approach, and then I'm going to go in, and I'll actually go into the wrist itself.
Okay.
One of the things, couple of things that first of all came up, sweetie, is that you feel it to me like you need to be writing something. You need to be sharing either a story or something that you've learned is part of your healing gifts. You feel like you have a lot of scribe energy about you, and there's been a resistance in you to do that for some reason. And it almost feels like to me when I touch your energy, sweetie, the resistance is really letting yourself out there. It's like you kind of want to hold back and play it safe. And, you know, we all do, but you want to play it safe. But the wrist itself is a lot around the energy. It just feels like it's almost frozen with this anxiety that what if I don't put it into words, or what if I don't say it, or what if I don't do it? Oh, but my gosh, what if I do it? And then it continues to build up. So I feel like this energy wristband that is around you that's causing some immobility in that area to where you're not getting the flexibility of the tendons itself, the movement of the muscles itself. The next thing is that when I felt that is that the fear associated with having to go under the knife, that's something that I picked up immediately. Did you have something as a child that had a trauma associated with that, hun? Did you have your tonsils out?
I did. That's just what I was thinking. That's the only thing.
Oh, you're so good. You just threw that at me. I just, boop. It's like, oh, thank you. There it is. Okay, tonsils. At the time that you had the tonsils out, you were little, it seems like, but you felt like you're a little older. What were you, 4 or 5?
I think I might have been 6, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you were a little bit older. So at that point in time, we're pretty much in tune with all of the things that are going on. There's a lot of fear that's associated with it. We're not really sure what to expect. We're having to trust a lot of people, including our parents, that we're supposed to be able to trust. They keep, you know, kind of bribing us the fact that it's really going to be really good because we can have all this ice cream, but that really doesn't work.
Right.
So what you might want to do is you might want to go in, and it literally has to do with scalpels. It doesn't have to do with any kind of anesthetic. It doesn't have to do with actually the surgery itself. It doesn't have to do with the environment because, like you said, it's that darn knife.
Okay.
And that scalpel. So if you could go in, and if that rings true to you, spend a little bit of time with it and see what there is there. What does the metaphor of a knife mean? Is it opening yourself up and feeling vulnerable, feeling like you're going to be taken advantage of? There's something there, sweetie, psychologically, that I think that if you can just take in, it's not a long, arduous process, but take a little bit of time and look at that, then I think that you will be a lot better around the acceptance of having the surgery done. The other thing is it feels like as a child, before the holidays, you felt like every so often you would get sick or you couldn't enjoy the holidays as much. And here you are, the 22nd of December, and even though it's outpatient, it's supposed to be things, that's got a memory associated with it also. Now, as the minute I said that, was your mother sickly?
All the time.
Was she sick around the holidays?
All the time, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so we've got another thing there. You're not your mother, I always say this. I love that. I'm not my mother. You're not your mother in this particular case, but it may very well be that there's some release work that you could do through mantras, visualization, maybe some guided imagery that you can go in that can remove some of that anxiety also about the surgery itself.
Okay.
Now, while I've been talking, I've gone into the wrist area itself, and it isn't just the wrist that we're talking about, sweetie. It's actually caused a lot of limitation, it feels like, as it's migrating up toward the elbow.
Yeah.
And what that means is that you're not getting the movement. I can feel a little bit of energy build up in the rotator cusp itself. And so what I'm going to say to you is I really do, as I'm looking at what's going on in the wrist itself, I am going to support the surgery.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you will have a little bit of stiffness, but not very much. You should heal very quickly, sweetie. Your immune system is really very healthy. It's kind of ready to be done with this, and
yes.
I think that can help you.
And so we like the surgeon. His name is Smith.
Go ahead.
I went to two, you know, because I have been dragging on doing this. So I went to two and weighed their demeanor and credentials and all this, and he does seem like he'd be fine.
He is very much a mechanic.
Great.
And that's what you want. It doesn't feel to me, it's like if I were touching his energy as I am, I would say to them, you know, I think we probably should go a little bit back to med school and do a little bit about bedside manner.
He feels like
he's just real cut and dry.
Yes, he is.
And in that, yeah. In that particular case, he's a good mechanic, and that's what you want, honey. You want somebody that goes in and understands the mechanics of the body and can work with the mechanics of the body. You should heal quickly. Again, you will feel some experience. You'll experience some stiffness and maybe some limitations. That's just part of the process. But if you're going to do this, sweetie, and that's why I think all these other things came up, if you're going to go ahead and do this, let's just go in and look at, you know, the metaphor for the scalpel or the knife and look at your mother and look at some of these other things, and let's just pack it in there, and if it's going to be fixed, let's get rid of it.
Okay.
And it's just put it in there. Yes, sweet.
That's awesome, and thanks for all that confirmation. I have a similar question about my hearing. So I suffered hearing loss in the accident, and I'm now in one hearing aid, and I'm supposed to get two. But my question is there anything I can do in alternative treatment to restore the hearing?
No.
No.
Sorry. Sorry, I just went in and there's enough injury to the ear itself, both ears, that right now let's put the hearing aids in. Let's get you back to the point where you're comfortable, get back in your skin, let your body go through the healing the way it needs to. You can always work with inflammation through the alternative choices and so forth. That's what I could encourage you to do. My sense is that you will restore your hearing completely in one ear, and the other ear will be better, and you can probably get off of the hearing aids in the one ear that you're contemplating and having to do at this point in time. But all I'm saying is when I went in, let's just give your body what it needs so it can have the chance to heal.
That sounds great. And then lastly,
No, I was going to say one more quick one, then I've got to go to commercial break, and so let's do it.
Really quickly, my legal case, do we see a fair and reasonable settlement of this matter?
Fair, yes. Reasonable, no. You need to get on the attorney a little bit more.
Okay.
Feels like you're playing it pretty safe. Is that true? Is he playing it pretty safe? It feels like a him?
Yes.
Okay. Ask for a little more.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome.
Holidays.
All right. So, happy holidays to you too, sweetie. All right. So let's go ahead and jump to a very quick commercial break. I'm going to be back talking more about the holidays, inner peace, and stress. Please come back.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health.
Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, the topic of today's show is inner peace for the holidays. We could all use some of that. I also want to let you know that I am taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health or about the holidays or anything that's going on in your life right now, you can call me at 877-230-3062. And that's good. That number is good for U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers, 877-230-3062. So I also wanted to let you know that I do have the downloads from my October Your Health telecast. They're now available on my website at www.ritberger.com. The topic for that class was breast cancer. October was National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what I'm offering is I have a very extensive printable PDF that is for purchase on my website. But I also am offering a free audio download of the teleclass itself. So all you have to do is go on my website, click on breast cancer download. It'll take you through the process of how to be able to download that to your computer, and then you can listen to it. And then if you want to share it with a friend, also give them the website. They can go in and then have the download accessibility also. I actually have on my Your Health teleclasses, I have 27 different illnesses that I've featured over the course of the last couple years doing these free teleclasses, and they both have audio and PDF downloads available for purchase. But then also they have a preview, kind of a try before you buy. So what you can do is maybe there's a topic such as osteoarthritis or chronic back pain or thyroid issues or multiple sclerosis or allergies. There's a whole myriad of different topics. You can actually click on the topic that you're interested in. There's a free download to be able to listen to a little brief excerpt from the audio and then a page of the PDF itself. So again, Very reasonable as far as cost, but lots of information. In fact, the breast cancer PDF actually has 40 pages associated with it. So I do a lot of research and then not only share the clinical perspective, but also the psychological perspective. How is a medical intuitive? I see the see breast cancer in the physical, in the energy body, and then also the physical body. And then the role personality plays in our susceptibility and predisposition to different illnesses. And then just, again, conventional medicine's approach, and then also alternative choices. Now, today, in this particular show, I've been talking about how do we find inner peace for the holidays. So what we really are looking for is we're looking for how to understand stress. And I do happen to have a teleclass that I did on stress and then also a printable PDF. So if you'd like to know more about stress and how it's impacting you and the symptomology of what chronic stress is and how that can go and lead into burnout, then that's something that you might want to go to my website. And again, that's www.ritberger.com. We do have the holidays coming on, and one of the ways to be able to share with people is to give them a gift of a book. It's a gift that keeps on giving, whether that's done on an ebook reader or whether it's done with a book that you can actually fondle in your hands. So one of the things that I found have been really mainstays in the holiday purchasing for special gifts for people is that there's two books that I really find are of great value. For her, you can give Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It? And for him, you can give Managing People, What's Personality Got to Do with It? Both of the books actually include personality assessments as well as helpful hints on how to be able to get on the same wavelength and communicate with each other, how to deal with conflict, and then how to create a relationship that you can really focus on similarities and that you can be able to deal very effectively with differences. So again, both of these books are available to be purchased online at hayhouse.com or amazon.com. All right, so I've been talking about stress in the holidays and how to be able to deal with it. And it is unavoidable. We have to really work at not getting really stressed over the holidays. You add that to the busy schedule. So what I want to share right now, and then I'm going to take some calls, I would like to share right now what you can do to be able to help relieve the stress when those shoulders get up around the ears and they get those knots in them, or that lower back gets tired, or your legs ache and your feet hurt. So there's some things that you can do. Now, it's important to remember that what I'm going to be sharing is they really are one size fits all. But when it comes to managing stress and stress busters, you know, you really do have to know your, know your body and know what you're looking for. And how you're going to be able to relieve the tension in your body. So while I'm going to share a one-size-fits-all, it really is important for you to find out what works well for you. One of the primary things that I have always found in sharing with people for stress reduction is yoga. Now, a lot of people immediately say to me, well, Carol, I've got a busy schedule anyway. Now we've got the holidays, and you want me to go to a yoga class? I'm not saying that. If you were to do 5 to 10 different yoga poses on a daily basis, which basically takes as little time as maybe 5 minutes to a half hour, depending on your schedule, yoga is a very, very effective way to be able to manage stress. Because what yoga does is it gets us back in our body and it grounds us. It stretches the muscles so we get rid of the lactic acid that builds up from all the stress and the byproducts of the chemistry of stress itself. And it actually grounds you. So when you do that, you stretch. In fact, when you start the process and you stay with it every day, your body's going to immediately come in and you're going to say, oh, well, I need to do my stretching or I need to do my yoga. Everything just settles right in, and your body actually looks forward to it, as your mind does as well. So yoga is very, very effective. When we talk about meditation, meditation is something that's more busy, frenzied that we get, the more difficult it is. So there's something that you can do very, very simply. Again, takes a little bit of very little time. It's something you can do in the office. You can do at home. Just don't do it in the car when you're driving. And it's something that I call liquid color visualization. And what that is you just find yourself a place comfortable to sit, place that has relatively little noise. You rest your hands on your thighs, you close your eyes, and you breathe through your nostrils. You just breathe naturally. You visualize an invisible bubble surrounding your body, and then visualize within that bubble your favorite color as it turns into liquid inside this bubble. It slowly fills this bubble up with the color, beginning at the bottom of the bubble, and then it'll fill all the way up to the top. And then what you'll do is, in that very quick visualization, what you'll do is you'll actually see yourself relaxing and floating in this liquid of color. And it may be that your colors will change. Maybe you're really, really stressed out and your body is feeling really tired and fatigued, and maybe the color blue is the color that you could use to fill your bubble. But what that bubble does is it really embraces the aura part of who you are, that energy part of you, and it allows the vibration of whatever color you put in that bubble to literally come in through the pores of your skin and to help cleanse and to calm the mind, calm the body, and your soul loves to just float and swim in the pool of color. Breath. It's an interesting thing. When we get really, really stressed, we go to rapid and shallow breathing. That's the result of the chemistry changes that are occurring. But most importantly, when we're really stressed, we stop breathing. The brain literally cannot function without breath. It's up there going, help me, help me. And we're just holding our breath. So whenever you find yourself really stressed, immediately pay attention to your breath. If it's rapid and shallow, again, drop into your body, get comfortable. Breathe in naturally to begin with, and then take a deep breath through the nostrils, exhale through the mouth. And something you can do when you do that is when you bring the air in through the nostrils, you say, nowhere to go, And as you breathe out through the mouth, nothing to do. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Very, very mindful process to breathing. And then what we do when we get relaxed, then our shoulders start dropping down. Our body starts to become relaxed. Now what we do is our posture becomes realigned, and then we just can become relaxed. Walking is also a good way for the body and for the soul. The soul loves to go on walks. It loves the outdoors. It loves nature, as the body does as well. So one of the things I'm going to say to you as a walk is it doesn't, again, have to be a long, you know, exerting walk where it's going to really raise the cardio of your body and everything. You just take a sauntering walk. But what you want to do is you want to leave your headphones, your iPod, and cell phones at home. You really want to be able to allow the energy of nature to embrace you, and the sun, the feeling of the sun, or the beauty of the nature itself to be able to embrace you. And you don't want to be distracted by all of that noise that's coming in through the ears that's keeping your mind really, really busy. What you'll do is you'll start to really pay attention to sounds that you will hear, but most times you don't hear when you're stressed. So those are some of the things that you can do. Very, very simple things, and things that your body, mind, and soul really, really like. All right, let's go ahead and jump in with Becky in Illinois. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hi, hon. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well.
How can I help you?
Well, this is the first time I've actually ever called. I have some ongoing medical concerns. My friend Jessica has spoken to you a few times, and she speaks very highly of you.
Well, thank you.
She thought that there was a chance that if I could talk to you, maybe you could give me some advice or a little bit of help.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, sweet.
Oh, no, I just...
Put me in a part of your body that you're most concerned with. And what part of the body is that?
Probably my thyroid.
It is. Mm-hmm. So now in this particular, let me go in. Thank you. It's easier when I have to do it quickly like this to point me to a direction, and then I'll connect the dots for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're on medication, aren't you?
Well, not thyroid medication.
Okay. What are you on, sweetie?
I'm just taking, right now, I'm taking like a mega dose of vitamin D.
Okay.
That's okay. Prescribed, but other than that, no prescription medication.
Okay. So let me tell you what that means is I'm going to support what you're doing from the vitamin D. That's mm-hmm. helping the mitochondria. It's helping the thyroid. It's helping with the calcium regulation of your body and so forth. It's doing work for you. The thyroid actually feels out of balance, but it feels like what you're doing is keeping it from falling off the scale of what a doctor would look at. So mm-hmm. whatever you're doing is working. You are on the low side, and in that low side, it's going to impact a lot of different aspects of your physical well-being, maybe the clarity of thinking, the quality of your hair, your skin. It can affect sleep cycle, the way that you metabolize food. It can impact weight gain. It can impact also, it's part of the dynamics of the pancreas and then the ovaries in the female body. So in as you're looking at the different things that your body is dealing with, what we want to do is we want to find ways to be able to get that thyroid just boosted a little bit, not off the scale, but that's what it said is you're on thyroid medication. That let me know that whatever you're doing is working because your mm-hmm. thyroid is working. What you might want to do is you might want to go to a naturopath, or you might want to go to someone, even an integrative doctor, an MD, who also does alternative. And you might want to see if there's some natural supplements that you could take that could help you with working with the thyroid to boost it up. And then that will give you some more of the energy that you're looking for. Okay. The thing that feels like why it feels like it just seems to be a myriad of things associated with it. My sense is that what really impacted the thyroid, sweetie, was something that happened with your immune system. Your immune system feels tired. Something happened in your body that your immune system became hypervigilant. It's been trying to correct whatever it was to the point where it's actually overreacting, and I have some inflammation. And it feels like your immune system actually started attacking the thyroid, thinking that that may have been what was causing some of the things in the body, but it didn't attack it to the point where you've got Hashimoto's. But there is the dynamics between your thyroid, your liver, and your immune system. And knowing that, you can deal with the thyroid with whatever you're dealing with and see if there's something else you can do to boost it up a little bit more. Keep your liver healthy, clean, and happy. That means a lot of red, greens, orange, and yellow fruits and vegetables. You'll want to manage the meat that you eat. You do need to be eat meat. You need it for protein, brain food. But what you also need is that you need to eat real quality meat that doesn't have a lot of fat, because that seems like that impacts your gallbladder and then your digestion. And then you want to support your immune system. So everything that I'm feeling in your body, nothing is coming in and saying, we have a problem. It just feels like your body just isn't communicating the way, as effective as it's designed to do that. And as a result, it feels like it's throwing you off. It feels like you have these highs and lows in your moods. It feels like you have cravings and then you don't want to eat. You feel like you're just kind of either or to me. Is that accurate?
So yeah, I've had pretty much every test that they could run through my blood anyways. And, you know, they just keep telling me that everything's fine. And, you know, you mentioned my immunity, and they're not seeing anything.
No, it's just all tired, sweetie.
Yeah, okay.
It's just all tired. So I'm going to take you back because your body just opened up. 8 years ago, I have just a few minutes, but I'm going to plant a seed. 8 years ago, something was going on in your life that feels to me like it was really traumatic. It feels like it really caused you to have to go inside and really make some major changes. Can you go back 8 years with me? You don't have to put it on the air, but I just want you to go back to that time frame, because that's when I started finding your immune system and your body trying to figure out what it's supposed to be doing. It's working, and the doctors are accurate in the tests that they're giving you. It is all working, sweetie, and there's nothing that, even like I said, came up and go, oh my. So all of that's doing it. We just need to get that thyroid, that liver, and that immune system, the spleen, over in the left side of the body. We just need to get it talking to each other.
Okay.
But if you can go back at that point in time, then what it can do is it can help you realize that what you're dealing with is you're dealing with something, sweetie, that your body, even as I feel it for 8 years, has been really, it keeps on going. And then I can go back when you were 14. And your body at that point in time, there was something going on there that was similar to what was going on 8 years ago. It has an emotional charge to it, has a lot to do with your self-perception. And yet your body at age 14 is still functioning. It's still trying to do what it's designed to. It is from 8 years to where it is now. So everything is working. I just needed to talk to each other. I needed to get back on the friendly basis that it's going to say, thyroid's going to say, woohoo, you know, thank you, immune system. You don't need to do this. And liver's down there going, you guys go. I love you. Go on, go on. So it's that fine tuning. The other thing, sweetie, is that you might want to look at buying an Ott light, O-T-T light, or you might want to look at getting a bulb that is a full spectrum light. You really do need sunshine. You're a sunshine kind of girl. And when it gets into the time where you don't have the sunshine, you could sit underneath this light for a very short period of time, and that's going to literally help the chemistry, help those three parts of your body talk to each other, and it's going to help you feel good. It's going to help you feel light like you would if you could get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
Okay.
So something for you to think about.
Okay.
But everything's working. The doctors are absolutely accurate, sweetie. I know when it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem to get better and sometimes feels worse. We go in and we go, I don't know, maybe they're holding something back, or they don't know what the heck they're doing. In your particular case, they do know what they're doing and they're not holding back, sweetie.
Okay.
So let's see if we can just do it through some supplements and some food, and then go in and see where you were back then. And are you experiencing any of that melancholy now that you were experiencing then?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. And please, you know, thank your friend for sharing me and my work. I'm very, very appreciative of that.
Yep, you've got a new fan.
Well, good. Well, thanks, hon. I love that. What a great holiday gift. All right. Well, I want to thank...
Much.
You are so welcome. So what can we do? Let's give a simple wrap-up of this. Holiday, in order to keep that festivity going within us, where we're not becoming burdened and getting that bah humbug syndrome, we need to get rid of the feeling guilty syndrome. And again, the way to do that is to use the criteria. What brings you joy? What can you remember around the holidays that was joyful for you as a child? And then what can you do to bring joy to the people that you love and you care about? Those are the three most important criteria that you can use to get you through this holiday season to the point where you're not going to be, everybody else could be having a lot of fun, but that you're not going to be frazzled and tired and not sleeping and then trying to go into the new year with this wonderful, abundant energy to be able to really support what we're looking for. So you can go into that energy of 2012, really feeling good about things, on top of things, looking back at the holidays in 2011 and really pulling out that box of gold stars and saying to you, you know what? I really worked hard. Good for me for being able to do this. We want to work hard at those levels instead of working hard at that unending task list. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. If you'd like to rehear this show or you'd like to share this show with a friend, again, go to my website, www.richberger.com, and go to my radio show archives. We have all the shows that I've done when I first came to Contact Talk Radio in the year of 2009. It's been a wonderful journey. I hope I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Light and love to you. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.